Good morning and welcome to our 10 of 10. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes and bring your attention to the breath, the gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow, the contraction and the expansion. Always I like to remind you of the words of Job. He said, it is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life. So let us be intentional as we take the next 3 deep breaths in, that we are breathing in the life-giving, energizing, renewing, restorative breath of God. Inhale. Lower the diaphragm, extend the stomach. Hold. Gently, slowly, release. As we're about to take our second breath in, let us bring our attention down into the cave of the heart, the sanctuary of the soul, the monastery of the spirit. Take a moment just to acknowledge with gratitude the work that our heart does without us consciously directing it. Inhale. Hold. As we take our third and final deep breath in, let us be intentional that this time we've come together to consciously commune with the ground of being, God in us as us. Inhale. And as we take our third and final deep breath in, let us just be intentional that we are excluding the world of outer distractions and placing it in the inner world of spirit. Inhale. This morning I'm sharing Psalm 25 from Psalms for Praying by Nancy Mel, an invitation to wholeness. To you, O love, I lift up my soul. O heart within my heart, in you I place my trust. Let me not feel unworthy. Let not fear rule over me. Yes, may all who open their hearts favor you and bless the earth. Compel me to know your ways, O love. Instruct me upon your path. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for through you will I know wholeness. I shall reflect your light both day and night. I know of your mercy, blessed one, of your unconditional love. You have been with me from the beginning. Forgive the many times I have walked away from you, choosing to follow my own will. I seek your guidance once again. I yearn to know your peace. Companion me as I open to your will. You are gracious and just, O Spirit of Truth, happy to guide those who miss their way. You enjoy teaching all who are open, all who choose to live in truth. Your paths are loving and sure, O Holy One, and those who give witness to you through their lives are blessed beyond measure. Yet, all too often, glorious gifts of grace, of love, and light are veiled by my busyness. I bow down before you. Instruct me that I might choose the way of love and truth. I would live in your abundant love, and my children as well. Your friendship is offered to all whose hearts are open. You make known your promises to them. My eyes are ever on you, beloved. Keep my feet from stumbling along the way. Turn to me, O Holy One, and envelop me with your love, for I am lonely and oppressed. Relieve the blocks in my heart that keep me separated from you. See all the darkness within me. Fill it with your healing light. Look at my pain and all my fears. They shut out love and life. Protect me and free me. Let me not live as unworthy, for I would return home to you. May integrity and wholeness fill me as I dwell with you, O loving presence. May we, together with the angels and the company of heaven, help unfold your plan for planet Earth. Mother, Father, God, Divine Beloved, Thou who art the ground of our being, the source of all that is, the absolute mystery, that divine intelligence in which we live, move, and have our being in. As we consciously come into communion with you this morning, surrendering all our concerns, our worries, our fears, our doubts, our insecurities, and asking that we be filled full with the peace that passes all human understanding. Let us set aside whatever it is that has been uppermost in our mind, troubling us, worrying us, disturbing us, and come back to the remembrance that right where we are, God is. And all that God is right where we are. That there is nowhere where you are not. When we forget that we are living, moving, and having our being in the divine omniscience, omnipresence, omnipotence, that is your Spirit, touch our souls that we may come back to the remembrance of this truth. And in returning back to this truth, we surrender all that is worrying, disturbing, or distressing us. Whether it be personal, whether it be more global, we cannot help but feel the concerns of our world, where there are wars and people suffering through the effects of wars or through starvation, through food scarcity, through all the many ills that exist in our world at this time. Mother, Father, God, whilst we think we may be inadequate or insufficient to heal the world's needs, we know that when we put anything and everything before you in prayer and trust with faith believing as our teacher taught, you, with whom all things are possible, and you, whom nothing is too hard, know what to do and how to do it. So, Mother, Father, God, for our world, for our family, for our friends, for our communities, for all people, for all sentient beings, this morning we hold them in this prayer. We hold them in this prayer of light, of love, and of truth, knowing that, Mother, Father, God, you know what to do for each and every one of us. So even if we have not mentioned or named it by its individual thing, he said, before you call, I will answer. While you yet speak, I have heard. So for those members of our community who's not with us this morning, who are recovering from operations, may you truly do the quickening in their physical form, that healing and restoration be their recovery in quick and speedy times. For those who may be absent traveling, may you keep them safe, protected, and watched over. For those who could not make it this morning, wherever they are, Lord, we ask a blessing upon them. Divine Mother, Father God, it is your good pleasure to give us the kingdom. That kingdom contains all good, all peace, all love, all joy, all abundance. Let us recognize that always we can access this kingdom, and in accessing whatever we may receive, may we share it, realizing that always it is your grace that is our sufficiency in all things. For your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercies, we are ever, ever grateful. And so it is. And so it is. This morning I'm going to ask you just to repeat silently to yourselves our prayer of intention. I am the light of God within and without, radiating brightly. I am the love of God within and without, expressing unconditionally. I am the power of God within and without, manifesting exuberantly. I am the presence of God in and without, eternal and unceasingly. Take a deep breath in. Beloveds, I wish you a very blessed and happy Thursday, Friday, Saturday, until we come together once again for Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul.